Okay, zip cars. That works for people. You rent a car for a couple hours, maybe a weekend. You zoom around, you do errands, you return the car. Netflix, you get a movie, you keep it a little while, you return it. Fido, get a dog for a short stay at your house, roll around, play catch, show each other some love, and then you can return the puppy. The latter is the concept of FlexPets.com. Now, according to the company website, quote, through the FlexPet shared dog ownership concept, members can spend from just a few hours to a number of days with each of our dogs. But actually, I think the company requires a two-night month of stay, right?
That's right.
Okay. The price is pretty flexible. Anything from $1,500 a year go up to $5,000. And this service is available in L.A., San Diego, Boston, and New York. And the company seems to have plans to expand. Chris Haddix is the New York representative for Flex Pets joining us now. So, Chris, is there a profile of the classic Flex Pets part ownership person?
Well, there's not one particular profile. Our members are generally people who are dog lovers, who have had dogs in the past as a child, but due to their living situation in New York, particular, they find it difficult to have a dog. Either, they have apartment buildings that don't allow pets, or they find that they're working so often and they don't feel comfortable leaving a dog home alone all day long. So Flex Pets caters to people who are able to recognize that they're not at a position in their lives where they would be responsible enough to deal with full-time pet ownership, yet want to have that experience of having a dog.
I have to imagine you have a pretty tough screening process.
It's a pretty rigorous screening process. People pre-register online, and before anybody becomes a member, there's a two-part interview session
In-person interview
in
session?
person. In
Okay.
person, we do a training session with a dog where we give potential members techniques on how to deal with a pet, a dog. We also give them basic pet psychology 101. And then we have an at-home interview session where I go to potential members' homes and do a walkthrough, check out their place, talk to them about how they might like to organize the home once they have the dog in the home. A lot of it is intuitive. When you're dealing with a person and you have a dog on hand, you get an intuitive feeling whether or not this person is somebody you would feel comfortable having a dog,
Have you had to return somebody down? You've gone in and said, you know what? Not happening.
I personally haven't had to turn somebody down, but people have been turned down in the past.
So the big question everybody had around here is, what's in it for the dog? I get what's in it for the person.
Well, all our dogs, to begin with, are rescue dogs. They are rescued from pounds, or they are owner surrenders. All of our dogs are rescued in the San Diego area. We have a relationship with a training facility in San Diego, so the dogs are then sent to a training facility to be given basic training commands, that kind of thing. The dogs are then housed in doggy daycares, boarding facilities. I'm sure you've seen these doggy daycares throughout the city. So the dogs are kept when they're not with a FlexPet member in these doggy daycares, where there's a professional staff, they are taken care of, they're on a rigorous schedule, and they get to interact with other dogs and people. And ultimately, these dogs are being given a second chance of some sort.
You have to know that there are some people who think this is a weird concept. And I know you know, there's a whole section on your website which addresses many of the controversial issues about FlexPets. I can see your face already like, I've heard this one before. Let's talk about the well-being of the dog. We spoke with the director of an advocacy group for the protection of care of animals, and she had a concern. Let's hear her concern, and then I'll let you address it.
Animal behaviorists will certainly say that dogs benefit from consistency and routine, and ideally with one owner or family. And the constant relocation and readaptation of rental dogs can be stressful and confusing to them. And this can really lead to confusion and potentially severe behavioral issues. And because the dog is living with different people, that behavior might not go noticed until it becomes pretty severe.
Would you care to respond in terms of the concerns about the dog's behavior? And
I mean, her concerns are valid, of course. And at Flex Pets, we do everything that we could do to put in place a consistent schedule. So the dogs are fed at a certain time and walked at a certain time when they're at the boarding facilities. And then that schedule is communicated to all our members. We emphasize the fact that the rigorous schedule has to be maintained. We give all of our members uniform techniques and commands that we expect them to use with the dogs. Of course, I can't be there. None of the Flex Pets people can be there when the dogs are in members' homes. But the dogs are cared for, and the follow-up process, once a dog is returned to the boarding facility and talking to the members, we really emphasize the consistency. That being said, we do limit the amount of potential, or we do limit the amount of members that each FlexPet interacts with. Okay, so in my conversations with dog trainers here in the city, they've informed me that dogs are, of course, pack animals, and they can thrive in a pack and recognize X amount of people as members of their pack. So we limit the amount of members, FlexPet members, that each dog interacts with to between 5 and 6. We also really emphasize that each member form relationships with a particular dog. You know, this isn't a program where members are coming in and taking out different dogs on a daily basis. You know, people are encouraged and expected to form relationships and to ultimately adopt the dog. This is a program where we encourage and, you know, really hope that people will adopt the dog in the end.
So the idea is that somebody comes in and there's one little guy on there, his name is Pirate. He was a Boston Terrier. His owner said they couldn't keep him anymore. Mm-hmm. That the same person would take Pirate out weekend after weekend after weekend.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Somebody else, a non-professional, was really concerned on one pet website and said, I understand flex cars, but flex pets, humans can be so horrible. What about the idea of a pet being a commitment? Why go through the hassle?
Well, on the one hand, it's not the case that these people aren't in some sense committed to these dogs. Mm. It is the fact that we are catering to a young professional who is busy or because of living restrictions isn't able to have a dog. Now, here in New York, having a dog and having that relationship with the dog can have a very therapeutic effect. And it may not be the case that these people should be excluded from enjoying that benefit, mm-hmm. right? So although it's not a full-time responsibility or a full-time – well, it's not full-time. These people are responsible enough to recognize that they're not able to do that.
Full time.
I mean,
so the
dogs
are well cared for during the day, though. They're not, you know, in a kennel or anything, really.
No, they're in a doggy daycare facility. It's cage free. There's a knowledgeable staff. They're in a population of dogs that come to the daycare. So many of these dogs have owners that go to work, and these dogs are dropped off at the daycare. So they're in a general population like that,
yeah.
where they're playing with puppies and walking.
Has it been successful?
It's been pretty successful. We have an extensive waiting list here in New York, and
really?
Our plans
wow.
to expand. Yeah.
All right. The website is called flexpets.com. You can check it out for yourself. That's pets with a Z, we should point out. And the guys on the website are pretty cute.
They're all cute.
Chris Haddix, the New York representative for Flex Pets. Thanks for coming and explaining everything to us.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Of course.